Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. All of a sudden, June is here. In the U.S., the third Sunday of June is called Father's Day. This holiday, like many others, is mainly there for commercial reasons. Nevertheless, it's a good time for us to ponder about what a father's heart truly is. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then God blessed Noah and his sons." We know that God sent the great flood to destroy all the living things on the surface of the earth, except Noah's family of 8 and the pairs of clean and unclean animals in his ark. Why did God punish the earth so severely? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, "The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain." Now that punishment had been completed, God blessed Noah's family. At this point, we certainly wonder, did the Lord bless Noah and his family because their hearts were good? Because they were sinless? The answer to this important question is given in chapter 8. In verses 20 to 22, the Bible says, "After the waters of the great flood receded, and the ground was dry, Noah and his family came out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, 'Never again will I curse the ground because of man.' Even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Here we read what God our Father in heaven said in his own heart. "Even though every inclination of men's hearts is evil from childhood, the Father decided not to destroy men and the earth again. Instead, he decided to bless them." What did Noah, whose heart was still evil, do that pleased the Father's heart so much? Noah built an altar and sacrificed burnt offerings to the Lord. We know that this is not the first time in the human history that someone offered a sacrifice and pleased God. But this is the very first time that man ever built an altar for sacrifices to the Lord. Coming out of the ark and setting his feet on the earth, Noah must be extremely thankful that the Lord saved his family. And naturally, he wanted to give the Lord what pleases him. Noah remembered what his fathers did to please God, since Abel sacrificed lamb to the Lord. He decided to offer clean animals and clean birds to the Lord. But he saw that the ground was full of filth, covered with dead bodies of men and animals that were drowned in the great flood. He knew his heart was evil, just like the ground he stood on. He did not pretend not to see the dirtiness and God's holiness. He did not fool himself, saying, "The Lord saved me from the great flood. We must be good enough to the Lord." Instead, he decided in his heart, "Father, we are unworthy, and the ground is no good. Therefore, we must clean up this place and raise it above the rest of the earth. May you accept what we sacrifice on this altar." The Father in heaven, who sees men's hearts, knew Noah's decision. He was pleased with Noah's action. He smelled the pleasing aroma that rose up from the altar of Noah and decided to bless men, even though their hearts were evil from childhood. Dear friend, don't you see how much our Heavenly Father loves His children? He detests men's self-righteousness. He longs for all of us to learn from Noah. Dear friend, do you know the parable our Lord Jesus told in Luke chapter 19, verses 9 through 14? To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Dear friend, don't you know that our Heavenly Father longs to exalt you and me, sinners like the tax collector? It is for this purpose that the Word became flesh. About 2,000 years ago, the infinite, eternal God came to this world, becoming a man like you and me. The man, Jesus, even though sinless, befriended sinners like the tax collector, even you and me. He died on the cross, bearing the sins of you and me. He rose from the dead on the third day so that you and I can be pleasing to the Father above, even though we are sinners from childhood. All we have to do is say, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner." Dear friend, it's time to say goodbye now. If the Lord permits, we will continue reading Genesis chapter 9 to see what are in the Lord's blessings to Noah's family. We will learn what the father's heart further desires for his children. Until then, may our loving Father keep you and bless you. Bye-bye.